One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
No amount of alcohol is safe.
Drinking alcoholic beverages can be harmful to our health.
It's the most damaging drug to society as a whole.
The danger goes up with every additional drink.
Alcohol is actually considered a class 1 carcinogen or cancer-causing agent, so that's the same category as benzene and tobacco smoke.
It is the poison, the acetaldehyde itself, that leads to the effect of being inebriated or drunk.
Canadian health authorities had previously said that a low-risk amount of alcohol was about 10 drinks per week.
Your risks start to increase at one standard drink per week.
Even just 7 glasses of wine across the week, there is going to be some degeneration of your brain in response to that alcohol intake.
I was wanting to be a certain person, but making all the wrong decisions.
Citing some of this research about alcohol's impacts, suggested lowering that to 2 drinks per week.
In Western cultures, alcohol is the most harmful drug overall because it's the most harmful drug to society, because it's the most widely used drug.
A very small percentage of individuals in the world can quit anything on their own.
And really, our main message is that less is better.
You know, when it comes to health, you know, less is more.
What do we know about alcohol's impact on us?
Alcohol is one of the leading behavior-related causes of health problems and deaths, and also some social problems and economic costs, ranging from things like injuries and accidents to cancers and actually heart and cardiovascular disease.
Shoveling alcohol, you know, hiding away the problems has been something we've become very expert at.
But the really sad statistic is that only 10% of people suffering from an alcohol use disorder seek treatment.
I hit rock bottom. I got lost in the sauce of drinking.
Out of those 10% of the people, only one will have any form of long-term success.
This is why I don't like alcohol, and this is why I don't like drugs, because I don't, you're not in control. A substance is doing that.
And that means 90% of people who are suffering right now aren't going to seek treatment. And you know why they're not going to seek treatment? It's because they've been told that all they can do is quit and go to meetings for the rest of their life.
I remember having a conversation with Patrick one night. He picked me up in his car and we're sitting together. And it was awkward silence for a good 15, 20 minutes.
So eventually one of my friends who was going through it bad, I was at the prison to pick him up. I'm sitting outside till 3 o'clock in the morning. Finally, he gets out, gets in a car. This was like his 4th or 5th UI.
We didn't say anything to each other.
And we're driving home, and I don't say anything to him. And he says, hey, Pat, how come you're not saying anything to me? I said, you know, just to be honest with me, I just see you being in pain.
Finally, I said, I don't know why I choose to do what I'm doing. And he says, you always have a choice. And we started talking a little bit about 2 words. He said, you know, Mario, perspective and gratitude. And those 2 words changed everything for me. But as we were having a conversation,
I just want to see you get out of this thing. I don't know what you're going through, but you're in pain. And I hope you realize there's value to life. I don't know how to help you, I don't have a method. The only thing I know is what I've seen others go through, whether it's AA and all these other programs.
He went into asking me who I want to be, what do I want to do? And we just went through a whole conversation. And it was a human conversation. It was a people conversation. It was no business, no numbers. It was just relationship.
But I hope you figure out a way to get through this.
Do you know that I love you? Yes. Do you think I care about you? Yes. Do you think I want the best for you? Yes. Do you want to be friends long term? Yes. Are we family? Yes. Do you want to change? And that's the one where I got stuck. You have to want to change if you're struggling with some kind of addiction, like I was. It's not easy to say that. But I wanted to change. I just didn't know how.
And eventually he figured out a way to get through it, and he's doing great. He's changed his life, you know, in a complete different way.
Yeah, but what you said to him, people should be aware of that. That is love and support.
And it's visceral because people don't want it to be true. So there are two things I would say about this. The first is both a conscious and a subconscious level. People are fearful of other drugs, illegal drugs, because it helps deflect their attention away from the problems of alcohol at a personal level, but also at a political level. Politicians love to get hysterical about a new drug because it means they can do something about drugs and they don't have to be held to account over their failure to deal with the problems of alcohol.
Right.
So that's the first thing. The second thing is that I would say that there's almost no family in Britain, if you look at an extended family, three generations, in which doesn't have someone who's been damaged by alcohol through addiction, through violence, traffic accidents, or being a victim because of someone else who was drunk and violent.
Right.
Almost every family in Britain is affected, but we don't own up to it.
Right.
We kind of push it under the carpet. You know, we know there's a problem, but we don't talk about it because we don't know what to do about it. We're embarrassed. And so that shoveling alcohol, you know, hiding away the problems has been something we've been become very expert at. We know the pharmacology of alcohol in the brain and how it does that. We can explain an enormous amount of what's going on with alcohol.
Right.
I mean, to me, I find that quite exciting because, you know, as a brain scientist, that's what I want to understand. I want to understand the brain. And you know, alcohol is a very interesting probe of different brain systems and the changes we see that underpin the effects of alcohol, you know, are relevant to all sorts of disorders. They're relevant to disorders like sleep disorders, relevant to epilepsy, relevant to anxiety, depression. This drug, which you can just go and buy in the shops, can produce these enormous changes in people's lives.
Sometimes some habits can turn into lifestyles, and certain lifestyles don't lead to all the benefits and all the amazing things that life has to offer. Some lifestyles lead to very dark paths, depression, anxiety, stress, and if not controlled, can also lead to some of the worst case scenarios out there in life. One of them being never reaching your capacity, never really having an identity or a self-worth, losing all integrity, all dignity, and losing yourself. Just a few years ago, I was in a very dark place in my life. They say that depression comes from the inability to construct the future in your mind. I couldn't see the future. I didn't know who I was supposed to be. I was wanting to be a certain person, but making all the wrong decisions. I made a lot of mistakes. When it comes to alcohol itself, which is something that I was struggling with at the time, it went slowly from being a work hard, play hard, have a drink, to two drinks, to three drinks, to then a habit, to then a daily habit, to then a 24/7 habit, to then a every weekend habit, getting lost in myself habit. Sometimes if you don't watch the kind of habits that you're building, they become lifestyles. Before I knew it, I was digging myself a hole, and everywhere I looked, it was so dark, and I lost myself. I spiraled into a sense of no self-worth, and I struggled a lot, and nobody knew. I hit rock bottom, to the point where I almost lost my job, to the point where some people had to have very tough conversations with me. Some friends had to deal with my drama, and they say hurting people hurt people. I was hurting inside and I was hurting others and didn't even know it.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.